Vincent, or Mr. President, after the discussion last week, and there was a directive to Mr. Lank to put together some proposed findings and conditions, and I met with, I met with Mr. Lank last week. One of the things that came up during the course of discussion last week and also with Mr. Lank was the effect of the declaration of the covenant's conditions and restrictions for the Village of Five Points on this application. I went and pulled those. I don't think they were really addressed during the courses of the hearings. And there, this declaration of covenants was filed on or filed in the Recorder of Deeds. And one of the things that piqued my interest, in the definitional section, there is a definition, community service facility, which reads, shall mean that 4.5 acres of property fronting on Savannah Road and shown on the record master plan, the use of which shall be limited to community service, including but not limited to fire, police, emergency medical services, library, and museum. It's very clearly this parcel we're talking about. It goes on to indicate that the developer, the master developer, which is the same applicant as here, has certain rights and responsibilities and indicates that they would extend the latter of the conveyance of all lots within Exhibit A, the additional property, and or until December 31 of 2020. And it is kind of curious. I'm not quite sure in looking at this just exactly whether the developer here has the right to be bringing this application. I would suggest, and looking back further, these covenants run with the land, and they have provisions in here for amendments they attach to the different homeowners. And I would think my suggestion would be before council votes on this that there be a legal opinion from the developer to council indicating if they have the authority under the covenants, the declaration of covenants and conditions to actually be bringing this application. Because I don't want a situation where county council could get sued, because there are provisions in here that any affected homeowner, even one homeowner, has the right to bring an action against anybody who violates the covenants, whether that's the developer, whether it's another homeowner, or could be read as county council.
Those covenants were mentioned in testimony as well at the hearing.
But not fully explained.
No, right.
No, they were clarified first.
So the our legal suggestion from you as our attorney is that we would defer until we get and ask for an answer from their attorney as to do they have the legal right to bring this forward.
That would be my suggestion, and with reference to the declaration, any amendments to the declaration that have been filed, as well as, you know, reference to the specifics within the declaration and the facts on the ground, you know, just exactly what's happening.
Your concern, as you, I just think, references, do they have, I guess they call it standing to do this? Mm-hmm. And so you're going to say to their attorney, show us that you have the standing to do this.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Makes sense to me. I'll make a motion we defer.
Second.
Have a motion and a second to defer.
I would suggest with that recommendation.
With the recommendation that the attorney for the applicant bring to this council, how do you want to say it, verification of that they have standing to make this, actually present the application and to be able to make any of these, any changes to this parcel.
That's accurate.
That's my motion.
Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any questions on the motion? All right, we'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Interesting turn of events.
It is very confusing.
Well, many times we don't hear about the restrictions.
And as I would assume that we'll get that letter to them as soon as we can.
I'll send a letter to Ms. Barnes.
If you would do that, so we can get it back on the agenda as soon as they can respond to us.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Aren't they cute?
They might wear those shirts out.
Yeah.
Mrs. Webb, grant requests.
Okay, the first grant today, the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association.
Is that a previous?
Mr. Colt.
Yes, we'd like to give them, is there a figure of like $500 or something, or what are we talking about here?
No, it has levels, of course, because it's a golf tournament. You did $100 last year.
How much?
$100.
Well, let's do that again. That's right, it was levels of activity. And there's another $100.
$100 also.
There's $200.
We got $200.
With the promise that we neither will show up on the golf course to play.
There you go. We have a motion. Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $100 from Mrs. Deaver's account and Mr. Cole's account to the National Active Retired Federal Employees Association for their fundraiser benefiting Alzheimer's disease, or Alzheimer's research, I'm sorry. Any question? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Town of Ellendale?
We gave them how much last year? Was it $1,000?
$1,000 for this.
I will take $1,000 out of my account and put that towards that request. That's a motion.
We have a motion, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $1,000 for her account to Town of Ellendale for annual spring cleanup. We have a second from
Mr. Cole.
Councilman Cole. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Old Timer Softball League.
That's for Sam.
Is that a previous?
Sam, that's for old timers. Don't
have
leave.
We, is that a
have
previous?
Done 100 each. 100 each in the past.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So $100
as
each.
It comes from the
have a motion, Mr. Cole, to grant $100 for each account. Second, mm-hmm. Mrs. Deaver, the old timer softball league for field improvements. Any questions on the motion? Now we'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson's absent. I vote yes. Motion carried.
Cape Penelope High School.
What's our history there?
For their graduation party. Well, different school or different school events, different things. We've done after prom party for $500. In this case, it's the graduation party.
Mm-hmm.
Anything between 200 and 500.
Yeah, 500. I would put 500 towards that. That's a motion.
Have a motion. Mrs. Deaver grant $500 from her account for the Cape Penelope High School for graduation celebration. Second by Mr. Cole. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson's absent. I vote yes.
Lower Sussex NAACP.
What was
for the whole county?
Yeah.
Youth Council. We have done 100 each in the past.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to grant $100 each from each councilmatic fund to the Lower Sussex NAACP for convention expenses. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. That's it.
Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Rutt.
I don't have any proposed ordinances, Mr. Vince.
Okay. Any additional business brought before council? We'll see what we have here.
Give that to Dave Baker.
George McElane. Subject was Johnson's Corner sewer rate. Is he here?
I think it was a gentleman who was nodding his head when we were talking about it, and he's here. I believe he left. He heard something and left.
Okay. Next, Dr. E. Ann Riley, League of Women Voters.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Ann Riley, and I'm a member of the League of Women Voters of Sussex County and a member of the League's Redistricting Committee. About 6 weeks ago, the chair of our Redistricting Committee spoke to you in one of these three-minute opportunities. She pointed out the importance of transparency and citizen participation in the process. Among other things, she asked why questions raised in a message to then-President Phillips in December and later in a letter to President Vincent had not been answered. We had asked whether there would be a request for proposal for a consultant to draw the map or maps, what the timeline was for the process, and what the budget was for the work to be done by the consultant, the attorney, and any others involved in redistricting. Mr. Vincent replied that the council had not had any meetings on the subject to that point, so you had no answers to our questions. He then asked the county attorney and county administrator to develop a memo to council outlining the requirements and what needed to be done. We would respectfully request that you share that memo with us now or as soon as it is provided to council. As our chair pointed out in an earlier statement to you, the Freedom of Information Act does not exempt redistricting procedures and actions. So we believe that any meetings you hold and any documents you receive or produce are subject to the requirements of FOIA. In other words, any meetings must be open to the public with advance notice, and any documents relating to the process must be made available upon request to members of the public. An earlier Attorney General's opinion has also made it clear that it is not legal for public bodies to hold serial meetings, quote unquote, where two members discuss a topic and then one of them discusses the topic with another and then another until all or at least majority are informed. Finally, as you know, the League has been conducting public meetings around the county on redistricting to educate the public and to seek input. We will hold a public meeting at 6 p.m. in the Georgetown Library next Tuesday, May 24th, where we will summarize what we have learned in those meetings and where we will present some possible maps, including explanations of why some concepts will work and why others won't. We believe it would be informative for the council members, so we invite all of you to attend. If you would prefer, we would be happy to make a presentation at a future council meeting. Thank you.
Did you all have a similar involvement in the last time? I can't remember. The club.
10 years ago?
Yes. Was there any involvement then? I was just curious.
I know that we've been going back to old records, but I'm not sure how much the League was involved at that time. Sandy, certainly, Spence could tell you more about that, but we've got a lot of the old documents we're trying to collect.
All right. Thank you.
Anyone from council have anything? We need a motion to go into executive session for personnel and pending potential litigation.
So moved.
Have a motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Now go into executive session.